Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Tom and Laura in the morning. I always liked that song, but I always wondered, like, why do they just keep saying over and over again? But I guess it's...
because it's all in your head.
And it's the title of the song, yeah. Nelly, what happened to Nelly?
Excellent question. Did he get in legal trouble?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not really caring what happened to Tim McGraw, but the two of them together on that song sound kind of cool.
Oh, Tim McGraw has made, like, several movies and movie cameos.
Yeah, he became an actor. Yeah, whatever. But Nelly, my boy Nelly, where's Nelly?
I'm not sure.
Where are you, Nelly, if you're listening this morning? Because I think I saw him in the... I think I saw him in the Turkey Hill in Sunbury the other night. Because that's where you see everybody, right there on Front Street.
Sure.
Everybody gathers.
He frequents the Turkey Hill
in Sunbury. There you have it.
Yeah, no.
Laura's here. Murphy, the morning dog, is here. And later on this morning, your mom is going to be on the show.
She is.
It's on a serious issue, but at the same time, we just love talking to your mom.
My mom's pretty cool.
She is pretty cool.
A lot of people know and love her. The month of April is, well, it's Autism Awareness Month, which is very
important to me.
Very cool. Yeah. But then it's also Organ Donor Awareness Month.
And I didn't know that until a few weeks ago when we were planning this.
Yes. And she had asked me, and I was like, of course, Mom, you can come in. You came in and you brought me Oreos. The least I can do is sort of let
on
you...
on a trying she, Tuesday.
So she is a kidney transplant recipient.
Mm-hmm.
And that happened a long, long time ago when I was right around the age of 16.
And a very special story that goes with it, so it'll be interesting.
It's an incredible story, and she's pretty much going to drive home the importance of becoming an organ donor on your driver's license.
Yes.
And how easy it is. It's easy.
It's easy, but for some reason, people can't do it. It's not going to matter.
Well,
this is
some,
what I always say, but there are people that people, have religious
people,
reasons
yes,
and
some,
all that.
Some people get funny about it. They get nervous, and it really, one of the best little graphics I've seen is sort of, you know, heaven knows that we need your organs here. Before you go to heaven.
Right.
Leave them behind because heaven knows we need your organs here. And there are, I'll have some statistics later that I can share with you guys about the number of people who are waiting for not only kidney transplants, but things like corneas.
Yes.
Heart transplants,
mm-hmm.
lung transplants, liver, all those things.
And then some others, I was ready to say small parts, like you're going to the Napa store, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I just got to change her out real quick.
My daughter has a man's Achilles tendon as an ACL, mm-hmm. so cadaver parts are very important.
Yes, they absolutely are.
We'll talk about it and with Laura's mom, which is pretty cool. Also on the way, an Alex Trebek update, which is important. That Jeopardy dude did it again last night on the show.
No way.
And are you familiar with the latest challenge for stupid teenagers?
Unfortunately, yes, and we're just going to have to talk about it.
We're going to have to talk about it.
It's all dumb.
But we have to talk about it with news guy Matt in the room. He's a little busy, right? Because he'll come unglued.
No, he really will.
He'll start with that New York accent, stupid idiots.
I know.
You know, he'll start talking like
and
that.
And I want to remind him that he grew up in the Poconos, but his family is from Long Island.
Long Island. So he's going to get
sometimes he just gets real New York on you.
Yeah, and he's going to go, what's wrong with kids, the stupid idiots? I'm telling you, it's going to be great. So stay with us. It's Tom and Laura in the morning.
Hey, did you...
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX with late night TV.
The European Union threatened to impose tariffs on $20 billion worth of imported U.S. goods, including ketchup, fish, and tractors, which coincidentally is also the title of Kid Rock's new album.
4-1 WQKX, over 40 years of bringing you the best songs on the radio. Now it's a Geico commercial. It's Whitesnake. And here I go. I just keep thinking of that guy getting married on the TV commercial.
That is an awesome commercial.
Do you know your vows are a Whitesnake song?
Whoops.
Yes. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
At least he owned it.
He owned it. Yeah, there you go.
He did.
It's time to reveal to news guy Matt the latest online challenge, which could be the dumbest ever. Well, no, maybe eating those Tide Pods was still the dumbest.
Oh, here we go again.
Here we go again on our own. No, that's the song.
I did not mean to do that.
I see what you did.
No pun intended there.
Okay, there. The latest is the Shell On Challenge. Teenagers have been posting videos of them eating stuff with the wrapper still on it.
Yes.
Now, it started as a healthy thing that Laura might say, oh, well, there's nothing wrong with that. Like kids eating bananas, just chewing the banana and swallowing it with the peel on. Or oranges. Or... Isn't that stuff good for you?
No, well, that's really bitter, though, especially for an orange.
It's very bitter, and only if it's organic. They spray a lot of pesticides on citrus fruits. I really wouldn't encourage that. And they're not technically part of the Dirty Dozen that you're only supposed to buy organic. But like,
it's the Dirty Dozen? I thought that was a movie.
It is, but then also a list of things that you should probably make sure that you get from your local farmer or organic in the grocery store.
Mm-hmm. But so you wouldn't even eat a banana if I challenged you now and I handed you the good old-fashioned Chiquita, even if I took the sticker off and I handed it to you?
No, I wouldn't. And you want to know why?
Why?
Ever since that news story where, like, the banana spiders came out the bottom. Do you remember that news story? I have to fully unpeel my bananas.
Okay, so that's a little that's a little problem you have.
I have to like check the end, and then if it's like squishy on the end, that's like toxic. You don't eat that.
Now, if I say carrots, you would say, "Well,
oh yeah, just scrub them off."
But the kids are eating the carrots in the bag. They're stuffing the
whole
bag.
That's so stupid.
Why?
Well, I saw the video of the kid eating the candy bar still in the wrapper.
Okay,
why?
That's so dumb. It's plastic.
Exactly.
Cereal. They're picking up those little cereal boxes and eating the whole box with the wrapper and the cereal.
So dumb.
You know, there's a reason why when you put said plastic stuff in a fire like I did stupidly at scout camp when I was a kid, where the fire turns green.
Yes.
There's a reason for that. Don't eat it.
Here he goes.
Chemicals.
Here he goes. I thought he was going to say there's a reason why I don't have teenagers. That's what I thought Matt was going to say.
I'm not saying that yet, at least.
Okay.
This is going to make me sound very old, but I fear for the younger generation.
So do I, and I'm older than all of you. So here's the deal, kids. If you're listening this morning and maybe you already saw a few of these videos and you think it's pretty funny and you want to do it yourself, listen to this ER doctor.
Anything that you eat that's not meant to be digested, you can choke on. Risk of breathing that in or choking on it is the biggest thing to me. And then again, it's just not meant to be digested. And so it's not going to move through the GI tract really well, depending how big of a bite of it they take. I don't know that a lot of teenagers think ahead to, I'm going to wash this lemon before I do this challenge. I always encourage parents to be active in their kids' social media accounts. They should always have access to view what kids are posting online. And they should be aware of things that are going around, any of the new challenges coming out, because there's always something new.
Yeah, there's always something new. Thank you, doctor. And it's always dangerous. Like she said, a kid wouldn't wash the lemon before they ate the whole lemon.
Well, the thing
is pesticides.
Like, you don't know what if you're allergic to those things because they're not meant to be ingested.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's not clean, like anaphylactic shock, you could choke.
Yep.
It's hazardous to your gut. Like, come on now.
Kids, don't be stupid. There's the lesson from Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX, don't be stupid.
It's Blaze Alexander Ford's Tax Eliminator. That's right.
Girl, don't you know, girl, I am the one for you.
I'm the one.
Yeah, I'm the one.
Yeah, he's the one. I don't know which one, Biebs or DJ Khaled. Nonetheless, he's done it again. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. He's done it again. James Holzhauer dominated again last night on Jeopardy. Now, all of a sudden, Jeopardy is like... People are watching it like it's a sporting event to see how long the winning streak will go.
His first name refers to the ancient district in which you'd find the Greek capital.
Oh.
His surname is a bird.
A finch.
And over to James now. He had 71,114.
What did you get?
He already has the top three spots, as you've heard me say before, for the most winnings on a single program.
How about
did he come up with Atticus Finch? Yes. And this is for you, Granny. Is your grandma still alive?
No.
Uh-huh. All right. You're going to add some more money. You have just set a one-day record again.
Yay.
$131,127 for a now 10-day total of $697,787.
What?
He's approaching the $700,000 mark.
He keeps
on Jeopardy.
He keeps winning over $100,000 every day.
And he does it by realizing what yesterday's record was, and he does the monkey math in his head, and he gambles how much just to break that record by a few dollars, and he's doing it.
But the thing is, he knows the answer to all these questions, so he's not messing around. I'm sure if there came to one that he didn't know,
mm-hmm.
he probably would not wager.
He wouldn't wager as much.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. In the meantime, we all know the story of Alex Trebek.
Yes, we do.
And he took a little time at the end of the show to talk to the viewers.
I wanted once again to thank you for your continuing messages of encouragement and support, particularly the many cards I've received from young people. I'm touched beyond words. I've always tried to be straight with you, and I'm not going to stop now. So despite what you may have heard, I'm feeling good. I'm continuing with my therapy. And the staff, is already working on our next season, the 36th year of Jeopardy. So I look forward to seeing you once again in September with all kinds of good stuff.
Isn't he amazing?
He is the best. Positivity will take you far.
Absolutely. Mark. 94KX. News, sports, and AccuWeather on the way next. Tom and Laura in the morning. But before we do the news, it's time for Stupid News.
Woohoo! Well, we've already talked about stupid teenagers eating things in wrappers.
Yeah, please.
This is just stupid hour, apparently.
No shell on, yeah, possibly.
It's just 6 o'clock hour is the dumb hour.
You're going to like this one, though.
Florida.
A 65-year-old woman in?
Florida.
Gainesville, Florida. There we go. Is. She found a 300-pound guy wearing only boxer shorts in her driveway trying to steal her car.
Okay.
So, the 65-year-old woman, God bless her.
What did she do?
She used to play softball. That's what she did.
I grabbed my bat. I braced myself. I took that bat and hit him upside down. Paya! He said, oh! He got a big nut on his head. He was in his drawers. He didn't have no shoes on, no shirt, or nothing. He better be glad I didn't have a gun, because I would have shot him. But this is my gun right here, because I'm going, paya!
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 Paya! She don't need no gun. She got a baseball bat.
Paya!
So there's our word of the day right there.
Yep.
Paya!
Paya!
Let's use it again.
Paya!
Yeah!
Paya!
News is next.
Bring us bra.
94KX, don't cry. We're going to flash back together tomorrow night at the Front Street Station. Badley's front man, Pete Palladino, is coming home, and we got the tickets.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call now.
1-800-326-94KX.
Pete Palladino's coming home. We'll take caller number 4 right now at 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
It's Blaze Alexander.
94KX. Hi, who's this?
Christy.
Hi, Christy. You got the tickets.
Awesome.
Where are you calling from?
Hello. Hello, PA.
Nice.
Oh, this sleepy little town of Pilla.
We love Pilla.
Pilla. Are you at home or are you? Is that where you're from?
Well, Northumberland.
Oh, so. You're from Nori. You work in Pilla?
No, I work in Mechanicsburg.
Oh, you're on the way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm on the way.
Taking that sneaky way down the other side of the river.
There you go.
Yeah.
Nori to Mechanicsburg every day. Wow. That's quite a commute.
It's crazy.
Thanks for listening to us. You're going to party with us tomorrow night. How's that?
Sounds great.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX with Late Night TV.
Here's a crazy story. A science teacher in Japan was arrested for teaching his students how to make ecstasy. Teacher says he feels terrible, but also really, really good.
Teaching your students how to make ecstasy seems like a great idea when you're on ecstasy. Administrators grew suspicious when they overheard students saying, yo, can I score some of that homework off you, bro?
94KX at 728. News coming up next. A check on sports and AccuWeather. No celebrity musical birthdays today, which means, sorry, all you birthday buddies, you won't have the special treat of listening to at least one of us sing.
It's a shame. It makes me sad when I can't sing.
Me too.
I really think we just need to have random moments on this morning show when we get to burst into song.
And we should just do Disney since we have Ethan going to Disney now.
Oh, boy.
That's true.
Really? Really?
By the way, I must say the soundtrack that Kyle Alexander put together for the egg hunt was perfection.
He did a really good job.
Because we all know life is about Disney.
It is.
No, it's not. It's time for Tom and Laura's
birthday buddies.
Happy birthday to Christine Gill from Middleburg. She's 47 years old today.
Happy birthday to Mallory Szymanski from Atlas, 33.
Jesse Moore from Lewisburg is 48. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Donna Enfer from Richfield. She's 56.
Mary Jane Filarski is 92 years old today.
Wow.
Hold the fort.
God bless her.
How old?
92.
Oh, my. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
It doesn't say where she's from, but 92. Woo! Happy birthday.
Wow. Excellent. Kelly Huntswood from Seals Grove is nifty 50 today. Happy birthday.
Nifty 50. Yeah, I like that. Happy birthday to Donna Natchway. She's 60 years old today.
Tracy Hagen from Middleburg is 34.
Kristen Pickering from Seals Grove is 37. Happy birthday.
Jamie Knaus from Seals Grove is 40 today.
Tracy Weaver from Northumberland is 52.
Lisa Weiland from Shamokin is 54. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Sydney Fetter. She's 16 years old and on her way to school in Danville.
Aw, happy birthday, sweet
happy
16.
Birthday.
Yeah.
Jaden Straub. Now, do you recognize that last name?
Our favorite bus driver.
Our favorite rabbit driver, Ryan. That's his son. Uh-huh. Jaden turns 11 years old today and goes to Sealands Grove Elementary.
11 years old in Sealands Grove. Speaking of it, a buddy of mine, Alex Kadrina, is 11 years old today. He is from Sealands Grove. He's going to the same school. I love the kid, except the fact that he's a Yankees fan. I got to talk him out of that.
Oh, Matt, there you go.
Good. Go to the right side right there. He's just bitter about the last two nights, but I'll leave it right there.
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday to all the 11-year-olds in Sealands Grove today.
There
That's awesome.
And please add the following birthday to your list. Cole Lynch is 12 years old today. He's in sixth grade at the Shikellamy Middle School. There you have it. Happy birthday, Cole.
Oh, we have one more.
Oh, my.
Oh, happy, there's lots of 11-year-olds today.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, 11th birthday to Lauren Schwartz. That's from Deanna. I'm assuming that's her mama.
Okay.
So they're listening in the car on the way to school today. Apparently, her kids love the birthday buddies.
Doesn't everybody?
Everybody does love. You know why I think they love it?
Because we sing.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Yeah. Everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can always email us, equest@wqkx.com or lure@wqkx.com like Deanna did. Facebook message us on the 94KX Facebook page. Text us, 49330. Call us. Send up a smoke signal.
Yeah,
it's all good. All the things. Each and every weekday morning, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies
on 94KX.
Does your current phone system support the communication requirements of your business?
Yeah. Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX. At 7:46, here comes our list of the day. Are you ready? The top five myths about sleep.
Oh.
This is interesting. 5 hours of sleep a night is just fine.
Huh?
It's not true. It's very dangerous.
Exactly.
Study after study shows that regularly getting less than 5 hours sleep increases your risk for heart disease and early death.
Oh, good. So we're both going to keel over.
Me before you, my dear.
Oh,
hopefully.
Don't say that.
I mean, I try to get more than five, but sometimes it's just impossible. You get to bed at 10 o'clock, the alarm goes off at 3, do the math. There you have it. Myth number two. It's great to be that kind of person who falls asleep anywhere at any time. That's me. Everyone's jealous of people that could fall asleep anywhere, like on a plane before it takes off. But with most people, it's a sign that you're not well rested in general, meaning you're not sleeping enough.
Yeah.
Or the quality of your sleep isn't good enough.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to occasionally take a nap in the afternoon. Probably not a good idea.
But sometimes you just have to.
You know what? You know what I find when I get in a jam here at work where I got to stare at a stupid computer screen
mm-hmm.
for like hours? It makes my eyes really tired, even wearing my glasses. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then like after that, you pull your eyes off the screen and you're like, nappy nap time.
Well, that's that blue light. That's why they make newer glasses with the lenses that change so that the screen light isn't affecting you. That leads to eye fatigue, headaches, all sorts of stuff.
Wow.
Huh?
And here the boss doesn't like when she comes into my office and I'm asleep at my desk. She gets annoyed. I don't know why either. Anyway, myth number three, your brain and body can adapt to less sleep. Not true. So if you're getting 7 or 8 hours a night, your body's doing okay. Anything less, your body and your mind are suffering. Myth number four, this is a good one. Snoring is annoying, but it's basically harmless.
Nope.
Sleep apnea.
Yes, that means that you are waking up consistently as you snore and stop breathing, and it's really bad for you.
It's, yeah. This just in, when you stop breathing,
it's bad for you.
And finally, myth number five, drinking alcohol before you go to bed helps you sleep. It can help you fall asleep. Well, yeah, it can, but it's not a good sleep.
No.
And it's not a deep sleep.
It's not a restful sleep.
So if you've been drinking before you go to bed, most likely you're going to wake up feeling tired. So put it away.
Okay.
There's the top five myths about sleep.
Hey, did you hear about the Discover Sealands Grove?
94KX, my boy, that's all I'm saying. My boy, John Mayer. My boy Murphy's all excited because his grandma just came into the
Boucha.
Studio. Is Boucha is the word we Boucha. Use for Laura's mom?
Yep.
Okay.
She's Boucha.
And, okay. And he wants
my dad's
the cookies
Papa.
Too.
And she came bearing gifts. She brought us chocolate chip cookies.
Yay. Thank you, Mom. Now, why is your dad just Papa and your mom is some word that nobody's ever heard before? Unless they're like in Mount Carmel.
Zhaju is grandpa in Polish, Zhaju.
But he doesn't like that?
Braxton couldn't say it, so we wanted him to be Pop-Pop. Like, okay. My pop-pop was always pop-pop.
Uh-huh.
But then when Braxton was little, he didn't say pop-pop. He couldn't say that. He would go, Papa.
Papa.
Papa. So now he's Papa.
So we got Papa and Boucha.
Mm-hmm.
Papa couldn't make it. Boucha's in the studio. And we're going to talk to Laura's mom about something very serious coming up. First, a guy who probably has never been serious a day in his life, Rob Gronkowski.
Definitely the case.
I just think, I love this guy. I think he should run for president.
I bet he has a Boucha and a Zhaju.
Well, with the name Gronkowski?
Probably, yeah, that's true.
I think he is actually from Atlas. No, I don't know.
He has relatives in Atlas.
Okay, the Gronkowski.
Or in Marion Heights. One
Marion
of the two.
Heights is a good one. His latest stunt, of course, we all know that the New England Patriots tight end, who's known for his goofy behavior, has retired.
He has.
His latest stunt, he put a dent in the Lombardi Trophy.
Oh, what? No.
Yeah,
no, he did not.
He did. If you are familiar with opening day with the Red Sox at Fenway, the Patriots were there with the Lombardi Trophy. And so it was the Red Sox first game, and the Patriots were there with their game jerseys on. The fans went nuts.
Mm-hmm.
The Sox lost anyway. But anyway, the fans went nuts. Gronk was holding the Lombardi Trophy and swinging it like a bat. So
what?
Somebody threw a ball at it.
What?
And he hit it.
No.
Oh, no.
So this is just Gronk being Gronk, but the Patriots...
Isn't that made out of Tiffany's silver? Seriously.
I don't know. Call Tiffany. She might say yes.
No,
she
no.
Might
Tiffany's
say no.
The company.
I know.
I'm serious.
Just, I'm just humoring the guys at the Americas right now who are wondering who Tiffany is. Anyway, yes, it's made, like, it's an expensive trophy, and it's...
And it's a prized possession.
Exactly. It's a prized possession.
The Patriots probably are very salty about that.
Well, what they did is they, some of the players that aren't so salty and Gronk buddies, put together a mockumentary. Okay, not a documentary, but...
Gronk thought of a great idea. He'd play around and get a swing, and as he's lined up, Jules is the pitcher, Gronk standing there, and I think we're all under the impression. I mean, no way is he going to swing a
Lombardi
Trophy.
Here's the windup by Jules Edelman.
Do it. And literally, at the last second, we see 87 go from a batting position to a bunt.
Oh, I heard that.
Left an everlasting mark so that people will never forget that he was a part of that championship team.
Wow.
Did you hear that smack?
He hit a baseball with the Vince Lombardi Super Bowl trophy.
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Yes. Tiffany and Company does make the Sterling Silver Trophy every year.
Okay.
And it costs roughly $50,000 and takes 4 months to complete.
$50,000.
And he bunted with it?
That's the most expensive baseball bat ever. $50,000 coated in Tiffany silver.
My Lord.
Way to go, girl.
Don't ever settle. Demand the best. We are blazing.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning on the way to work at 8:16. April is Organ Donor Awareness Month. And Laura brought her mom in because, and I hate cliches, been there, done that. But Anita, you have an amazing story. But first, how important is organ donating?
Okay, good morning, everyone. Well, organ donation is very important, and I have some fast facts for everyone that you can, Laura's actually going to post some information.
Okay. I am.
20 people die every day waiting for an organ transplant.
Mm.
There's more than 5,000 people just in our region who are awaiting life-saving organs. And most of those people are waiting for kidneys. About 83% are waiting for kidneys.
5,000 in this area.
5,000 in this area, in this region.
It's amazing.
Gift of Life is the premier organ donor procurement program in the United States. So we live in a good place if you need a kidney, which is exactly what I needed 21 years ago. 21 years ago, I thought I had the flu. My friend and I both contracted the flu. She got better. I didn't. Oh. And so I ended up going to the doctor and had 8% kidney function.
Wow.
8%.
Yeah. Just suddenly. I was 16 years old. And when, so anyway, my mom, Anita Wasileski, is here this morning. And her story is incredible. And she started peritoneal dialysis on my 16th birthday.
There you go.
I did.
Because 8% kidney function, you can't get by on that.
No, that means they're pretty much dead.
Right.
Yeah, on ultrasound, they really couldn't find them.
They shriveled up and died to the size of peas.
There you go. Yes. So right away you get put on a donor list, right?
I did. I got put on a donor list at Geisinger Medical Center, and I spent about 7 months on that donor list. In the meantime, lots of people came forward offering me a kidney, which is so much easier today than it was 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. Today, it can be laparoscopic, so you can do living-related, living-non-related. They actually do, like, circles of people. So if I need a kidney and no one in my family is a match to me, we can find somebody who maybe is a match to someone else who that person's family is a match to me. So it becomes like a cycle.
So you kind of found a match, right? And you were happy with that.
I did. Well, what happened, my story is a little bit unique. Everyone has a unique story, but I was working at Bloomsburg University at the time, and my graduate assistant insisted that she was going to give me a kidney. It turns out that she was a good match to me, a four out of six match to me. And so we were at Geisinger in hotel care at the Pine Barn waiting for my transplant to begin the following morning when we received a call that I had a match that was a 6 out of 6 match.
Wow.
And ironically, it was a 16-year-old girl that was in a car accident 3 days before. She was considered brain dead. And I received her left kidney on Monday, July 6th of 1998.
16-year-old girl.
As Laura said.
I was 16.
Yes. So to me, there for the grace of God, I could have been on the other side of that. But I received my kidney on July 6th, 1998, and I really have been very compliant with everything since then. Mm-hmm. I try to behave. I tell my children that I'm here to continue to harass them. And okay, tell me what? Am I doing a good job?
She is. I am harassed every day, which I am thankful for. 113,000 people in the United States as of January 19th of this year are waiting for some form of organ transplant.
Yes.
Wow.
Life-saving organ transplant. So like my mom said, 20 people die each day waiting for a transplant.
Mm-hmm.
95% of the United States population supports organ transplantation, but only 58% are signed up. So that's why I brought my mom in today. Because if people hadn't decided, or if this young 16-year-old girl parents hadn't decided, you know what, we're going to donate her organs, my mom wouldn't be with us.
And how she made that decision is when she went to get her driver's license. Just like all of us, when we go to get our driver's license, all we have to do is click that little button that says, yes, I will be an organ donor, and it pops up under your picture on your driver's license. And you need to have that conversation with your family. You need to tell your family, this is what I want to do. There's also cards that you can keep in your wallet so that everyone knows that this is your choice should something happen that your organs would be available. You can donate and save 8 people, minimum 8 people, by donating your organs.
Okay, people are driving to work right now. Maybe they just changed their mind because of your incredible story. We're going to give you a link, right, Laura?
Yep, I'm going to share it on the 94KX Facebook page. Mom, share your favorite phrase with everyone listening, though, because this is the best thing, and it kind of sums up everything in one fell swoop.
Okay, this is my favorite phrase. It's, don't take your organs to heaven. Heaven knows we need them here.
Aww.
Thanks for coming in, Mom.
You're welcome. Thank you, everyone.
Len Dog in for like,
what?
I said, we need to bring Len Dog in. It could be a true family affair. And we can have people who know my dad, Lenny, bits of wisdom with Len Dog.
That could be interesting.
Tidbits, tidbits of wisdom.
Like Murphy, I would like to see that.
Murphy Dog's not enough. We got Len Dog coming.
Len Dog.
All right. Hey, it's Tom and Laura in the morning. It's a family affair here, and you can see it on social media. And thanks to your mom for talking to us about Organ Donor Awareness Month. That was very cool. You're on your way to work, and you're thinking, I don't have enough time for myself.
Okay.
The average person only has 43 minutes of me time a day.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what they blame it on? Here's the top five.
Their children.
Yeah. Okay. Here's the top five things that get in the way to nice solo relaxation. Number one, too much noise. All right, maybe it's hard to... Okay, I'll turn the music down. Sorry. Number two is your job overall, your work, because it's always on your mind. Number three is stressing out over the news. How do you feel about that, Matt?
Yeah, I could understand that.
All right, news is news. You know, it's one of those things. Number four is your significant other. Oh.
That could be good and bad, I guess.
Yes, it could. And number five is the kids. So there you go. You get to work. Don't let it bother you. Don't let the noise bother you. Don't let the news bother you. And when you get home, don't let your significant other or the kids get on your nerves. Relax. Have more me time.
There you go.
There it is.
At Alexander Family Buick GMC.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, winding down. This organ donor thing we did with your mom is exploding, and I think it's great.
Is.
Social media and everything.
Oh, my goodness. We had a wonderful message on the 94KX Facebook page from Brian saying that he donated a kidney to his brother 13 years ago. Now, sadly, Brian's brother is no longer with us. He has recently passed away. But because he gave his brother that gift, they had him for 13 wonderful years, and he's a living donor.
Wow. Jen on the text club said, morning all, I'm a living kidney donor. I was just an acquaintance of my recipient's wife, but didn't know him at all. Now my family has lifelong friends. I feel no different now than I did before donating. If you are healthy, save a life. Check it out.
Pretty cool. My goodness. Well, I did share the link, donorsone.org. That is the Pennsylvania chapter of Gift of Life, one of the most active in the nation, like my mom said earlier. So you can get more information about becoming an organ donor. And then I put up a couple of fun pics from us here in the studio. And thanks for bringing the chocolate chip cookies, Mom.
There you go.
Today's business.
Next, Tom and Laura in the morning. Sean Carey's on the way next. We've got an entire room that's like Laura Good's family reunion here.
It's fine.
That's fine.
Happy Thursday.
Just as long as we have enough room for Sean Carey.
There's always room for Sean Carey.
He's a tall guy, as he calls himself. I'm a tall guy.
Listen, my mom knows Sean Carey well. He's the DJ at our weddings.
Oh.
Yes. So, oh. I mean, it is a family affair here.
Okay, well, yeah. Then bring them all in.
Yeah. He helped me mic drop at my sister's wedding.
That damages the microphone, you know.
I would never do that to his equipment.
Okay, good.
But
Sean needs his equipment.
I did. I wrapped before this was cool on YouTube.
Okay.
I wrapped my toast at my sister's wedding to the theme song of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And Sean Carey helped me to not only procure and mix down the music, but then exactly.
This doesn't surprise me from Sean's perspective, and especially from your perspective.
Yes. Well, here's the thing, though. I could have been a YouTube sensation, and this was before things went viral. Yeah. No, my husband had one job.
What's that?
It was to film the toast.
He had to film it?
I was like, here's a camera, like old school style camera.
Wasn't he part of it?
Yes, he was part of the wedding, but his job was to film it. This is my sister getting married, not me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like Keith and I are already married. No, I was the matron of honor.
This is a long story.
All I know is Keith was at the bar. In-